Good Friday morning. Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman here with Riley County Agriculture Extension Agent Greg McClure. And we're in overtime, actually. I told you we could probably stretch this out.
I told you, you weren't sure. I told you you'd have to be a really good conversationalist
to do this. I try from time to time. And, you know, one thing we were talking about over break, and I was just telling you, is that, you know, all this talk about the farming and agriculture, especially, you know, gets this time of year, is making me pretty nostalgic, thinking back to my time working on a farm. I didn't live on a family farm, really, per se, but through my 4-H club that I was a part of, work for a family farm through 4-H. And, you know, when you're in high school, I think back at high school at the time, I was just, you're not really appreciating it at the time. You're just always so ready. It's like, oh, I want to get out of high school. I want to get done with work to go hang out with my friends. And that time just went by really, really fast. One of the farmers I worked for, sadly, just right out of high school, he got Lou Gehrig's disease and passed away, I believe, in 2010, if I remember correctly. And, you know, I really look back fondly on those times and think about all those, having all that fun with the tractor and thinking about going back to this tractor safety course and just thinking about just really how dangerous the work can be.
It is. And you don't recognize it at the time, but you put in long hours. And that's one of the dangers of working on the farm. I tell people, though, you know, people like to kid the county agent about having an 8-hour day. And I try to tell them, I says, you know, your 12-hour day, my 12-hour day on the farm is a lot easier than an 8-hour day in the office. And so I'd, you know, give me 12 hours outside and I'm happy.
Especially during harvest time.
It's a great place to be. But then again, the problem with that is that 12 hours turns into 14 or whatever. And then fatigue sets in, and so we've got more danger. Again, another one of those things that we try to talk to the kids about in our tractor safety class is that, you know, you need to take breaks. You need to do smart things that we really don't think about when we're younger. You know, take breaks, get a little bit of rest, and try to do things a little smarter than maybe what Dad did.
And again, that tractor safety course, again, there's two dates on this, Friday, May 25th and Tuesday, May 29th. 9 to 4 on day 1, 9 to 3 on day 2, and tractor safety training is required for youth ages 14 to 15 who will be employed driving a tractor for someone other than a parent. That's going to be, both these courses are going to be at CanEquip in Wamego. It's going to be $30, includes course materials and some lunch both days, and some other information with that. Students will be required to provide proof of 2 hours of driving instruction from their parent or employer before being issued a certificate. So
we don't actually put them on a tractor during the course. I've done that. I did that the very first time that I taught the class and decided that that was a really bad idea. We have the option of them getting one-on-one instruction from someone else, and that's what we have them do. We have their employer or their parent give them that one-on-one instruction because we think, well, I have no doubt that is safer than me or a handful of us trying to teach 20 kids to drive a tractor with a bunch of other kids around. And so that's one of the requirements, though, is that after they've gone through our safety course, then they go home and they get 2 hours of instruction from someone else. That's something we talked about just a little bit in the break, too, is that so my son went to the class with me last year. He would have been 13. He's 14 now. About the time he turned 14, he said, now you need to teach me how to drive this tractor. Well, we have an old 3010, no cab. No, doesn't have the instructor seat, buddy seat, whatever you want to call it. And so it really hadn't occurred to me that teaching him to drive a tractor was going to be a little dangerous for me. So where am I going to be? And it hadn't occurred to me either that he has not driven a standard transmission.
Oh.
And so I took Dave's spot, stood on the drawbar, hung onto the seat, put it in low gear, and said, okay, now let's go. He's in the seat. Well, what does he do? Pops the clutch.
Oh.
Boom.
He actually got pretty good after about, well, it only took about 20 minutes or so. But, it was, you know, dangers of being the instructor as well.
Yeah, well, and that's the other thing, too, is like, you know, 20 minutes or so, but something going wrong, it snaps a
finger. It's right away, and it happens quick.
Yes. And, you know, another thing we kind of mentioned over break talking about this issue of tractor safety is that, you know, obviously there's a lot of new equipment out there that probably has a lot more safety features, but there's still a lot of older equipment that, you know, of course, was built really well and still going strong that's still out there on the farm and in use.
Right. I think our tractor is 1960 model, and there's a lot of old stuff out there in use. And probably the hobbyists, those of us like me, are in more danger than the real farmers. You know, the modern farmers have got cabs. They've got equipment that you can't start in certain situations. You know, the old ones, you know, you can get off and have your power take off running, and you can, you know, all kinds of opportunities to get tangled up, where the newer equipment has a lot more safety features.
And you mentioned PTO, and that's one of the top things listed in the list of safety things to look out for. You always hear about that.
Yeah, the power takeoff, you know, for those who maybe aren't a farm audience, you know, those things operate at 540 revolutions per minute or 1,000 revolutions per minute, depending on the tractor that you have. You know, do the math. What is that? That's a lot of times. That's, what, 8-9 times per second that they go around? And so if you think, if you get caught in that, you don't have a chance to get out of it. You just hope, you know, that whatever got caught in it gets ripped off rather than you getting tangled up. But there are, you know, deaths all the time. Have friends in Clay County that it's a story that I've really never asked the details on, but I know that their dad was lost in a power takeoff type accident. First horror story for me was my best friend's brother when I was a freshman in high school. Not a power takeoff, but again, another one of those little Ford tractors. Out in the pasture, really just rounding up the milk cow, went up a hill. The thing popped over backwards, crushed him, and he was killed instantly. So he would have been a sophomore in high school, 14 years old at the time.
And rollovers is like the next other one of the other dangers that you mentioned here.
Rollovers, you know, just and there's more of those.
You know, and it's not just tractors and farm implements, but a lot of ATVs. And those are becoming more and more prominent on farm sites.
They are. Again, we've got another friend in Clay County who lost a son, ATV accident. Mm-hmm. You know, they're dangerous. And I think we're, in some cases, we're a little too willing to let the kids ride those when they're younger than they should be. Mm-hmm. And we probably need an ATV safety course. And we talk about ATVs as well. We talk about skid loaders, all of that in this class. We actually talk some livestock safety. So that son that went to tractor safety class with me, it's always kind of fun to see what comes back at you after you've had your kid in your class. He wanted to know if it was okay for him to get in with the sow and the boar. I said, you'd be careful. Let me tell you about that boar, because this is the first time that a boar has been on our place.
So
he kept his sow. We had to borrow a boar, and he doesn't know how dangerous they are, so I was glad he asked. I have the experience of having the boar try to hook me. I have the experience of the little one, young one, you know, chasing me up a fence. And he hasn't had that yet, and I don't want him to have it.
Well, those are fun times.
Oh, those are fun times. Good memories.
Did have a caller want to reiterate something that has been brought up in the past, and that's the one seat, one rider aspect about tractors.
Yes, and that's what we continue to tell the kids. There's only one seat. There's only to be one rider. And, you know, I think maybe I might have been guilty of that at one time.
Ditto. Yep.
When I'll admit that. No, I won't. Maybe I shouldn't admit this. No, it was a girl that I wanted to take along on the tractor with me.
Girl.
I shouldn't admit that.
Was this
it's okay. She dumped me. I married a better option.
Yeah. There's the save. Well, there you go. Nice work there. Nice work there.
But anyway, but that is.
I've taken my kids on tractor rides, you know, where they would sit on my lap.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's not like we were farming. We were just like taking a ride around the shed or something.
Well, and I actually got a little assertive with my dad when I saw him taking my niece on the tractor. Mm-hmm. And it was a nicer tractor, but it was one without a cab.
Yeah. Well, I remember.
Out in the field, got this kid in his arm. Mm-hmm. You know, lots of things could go wrong, and it has.
Yeah, yeah. My dad, I mean, it used to, when the first grandkids started to come over in the farm when I was still living there, my dad, I mean, it was the highlight of grandkids' visits.
Sure.
To go on a tractor ride with grandpa.
Yeah.
And grandpa was, you know, they'd be seated on their lap. And it's just a ride around the shed or something like that. Yeah. But, you know, that was the highlight of their visits.
It is. I get it.
Yep.
But I also recognize the danger.
Yeah.
You know, Greg, another thing you have listed here, again, here with Greg McClure, Riley County Extension Agent for Agriculture, Dangerous Chemicals and Gases. And that's one thing, if you've been on the farm or worked on a farm at all, you're working with some stuff like that from time to time.
Well, and we don't have probably, yeah, we are. We don't have as many hog operations anymore, but there are the stories of hog operators dying in the pit. You know, so there's a manure pit underneath some of these buildings. Something goes wrong, they go down there and don't recognize, don't think about the dangerous gases. We had that risk. We had a manure pit under the farrowing house, and we got lucky because there was one day, it was one we had to pump, and so Dad was agitating that and pumping that thing out. And so, of course, in the process of agitating it, you know, he's trying to get the manure mixed in with the liquid so he could get it pumped out. He stirred up some of the gases, went back in and found three dead pigs. Could have been more. Could have been one of us. I've been another one of those fond memories of the farm. I was in that pit when I had a sow fall in there one time. Great times when you have to crawl down into the manure pit.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the farm I worked on, they had a hog operation as well. Not a huge operation, but there's two brothers that I worked for, and the brother that I answered to, he dealt more with the hog operation. The other brother had some cattle, and of course they were also Kansas certified seed dealers, so did a lot with wheat and cleaning out grain bins. And some of those big hoop buildings, when they get into younger ones, a lot of pneumonia in the air. Yeah. And you got to watch out for herding sometimes. Remember, we were sorting some for market, and Vic was in there sorting hogs, picking out the ones he wanted for market, and they were kind of gathering up against the fence, and they got up against the fence and pushed the fence over. I got trampled a little bit, but they were smaller ones. You know, yeah. They were larger hogs. I mean, that could have been
those are good times, too. Situation. I think I've been both run under and run over.
Yeah.
But the, you know, number of different kinds of chemical dangers on the farm, electrical dangers on the farm. You know, we try to cover all of it a little bit, but honestly, our tractor safety course, our hazardous occupations training course, is really just an introduction and a chance to try to get the kids to wake up, pay attention. And I say kids, we'll take anybody in that class. Really prefer 12 years old and up, but we've had older students up to age 65. I had a gentleman that was retired, and his employer said, I want you to take this course before you come out here and come help me. And he provided a lot of insight. You know, helps to have all different ranges in the class.
Another quick thing here, just to tie up this tractor safety course real quick before we go to our last break, but the danger of operating at a slow speed on the highway. And I think that's just an important thing for folks to remember, not only for farmers, but just anybody out there driving around, especially country roads, to be aware of harvest season and tractors on the roadway.
Right. Yeah, and again, another one of my friends over in Clay County. I actually worked in Clay County for 15 years, so there's a few of those stories that are coming out of that county. But one of my friends in northern Clay County, his dad went to help pull out a hunter who'd gotten stuck. Old tractor, no lights, came back to the highway and had about a quarter mile to go to his house, but pulled out on the highway and got hit by a big truck. Did not kill him, but changed him considerably. So he didn't get around as well, and his mind wasn't as good for the rest of his life.
Definitely a lot of things to look out for this time of year.
We would like to have everybody else look out for the farmer, and that would be the goal. But really, what we teach the kids is you better look out for yourself, because the rest of society doesn't know how your equipment operates, and so you better be paying attention.
All right, and again, just to reiterate, Friday, May 25th and Tuesday, May 29th is this tractor safety course. It'll be at the Can-Equip in Wamego. Costs is $30. Is there a registration deadline on this?
We need enrollment actually by a couple days from now. So ASAP, enroll online at www.pottawatomie.ksu.edu. So that's on the Pottawatomie County website.
All right, very good. Let's go into our last break. And Greg doesn't know this yet, but we might do a little InFocus hot seat to close things out.
Oh, my.
What would that be?
Oh, you'll find out. It's fun. It's fun. More in focus on after break.
KMAN News is brought to you by